Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith, which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about the virtues of the lady Fatimah al-Zahra salamullah alayha. As you know, currently we are in the Ayyam Fatimiyah. These are the days in which the followers of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, as well as those who are fond of that noble household and admire them, mourn the demise and the martyrdom of the Lady Fatimah al-Zahra salamullah alayha, because as you know, these days fall in between two very important and significant days. These are the days in which it has been transmitted that one of those days are the days in which that noble lady departed from this world and attained the level of martyrdom. On behalf of Hadith of the Day and IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners on this very grave and very sad day. In connection with these days, we would like to recite for our listeners a very beautiful hadith transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam about that noble lady. As you know, the Lady Fatimah al-Zahra salamullah alayha was the daughter of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the wife of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and the mother of the Imams. And this is one of her virtues. Of course, it's not her only virtue. Well, we don't want to say that all of her virtues are can be summed up in these, you know, biological relations that she had with these people. But these are one of her virtues. One of her virtues is that she was married to Imam Ali alayhi salam. The Prophet married her to the Commander of the Faithful. And it has been related that after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married her to Imam Ali alayhi salam, following the marriage ceremony, sometimes after that, the Prophet asked Imam Ali alayhi salam in passing, how did he find the Lady Fatima? What did he, what was his impression of her? And it's been related that Imam Ali alayhi salam, he said the following in response to this inquiry. He said, "Ni'mal aun ala ta'atillah," which can be translated as, "She is a good assistant for me. She is a good helper for me in the obedience and the servitude to God Almighty." In the sense that, you know, Imam Ali alayhi salam, as you know, a religious man, you know, his sole purpose in life, like all of us, is the obedience to God, servitude to God, and being a servant to God, following God's orders. And he said that, "I found your daughter to be a good assistant, or the best of assistants for me in this task," which is, you know, the task for which we have been created. Because, you know, as you know, in the Holy Quran, it's been related that God said that, "I have not created the jinn and the ints," meaning the genies and the human beings, "except for the obedience to God." This beautiful hadith has been related in the famous book of hadith, Biharul Anwar, volume 43, page 117. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtues of the Lady Fatimah al-Zahra, Salamullah alayha, in the words of the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.